This is Sean Kirk with Voices Levon and Voices of Sailing. And I'm here with Jenna, say your last name?
Guy Lunas.
And where do you live?
I live in Osterville, Massachusetts.
And where's that compared to Hyannis?
It's about 10 minutes from Hyannis.
Oh, so it's super close.
Yeah.
So how long have you been sailing?
I've been sailing since I was 8, so quite a while.
Do you remember, what's your first memory that you can recall?
Ooh, my first sailing memory. I was thrown into it. I was just expected to know what I was doing. And I remember very specifically that entire first practice day. I was thrown into an Opti. It's like a floating bathtub, essentially. And I didn't understand the points of sail. And I got off the dock. My sail was up. And I remember being stuck in the wind, in irons, going backwards for an hour. And then I caught a moored boat to save myself. And then I figured out the points of sail and sailed in. And I was all alone.
Okay. Have you ever capsized a boat?
Very many times, yep.
A lot of times?
Yep.
Were you by yourself any of those times?
Quite a few, yeah, in the single-handed boats, like lasers and opties.
So, first time you did that, what was going through your head?
How am I going to get this thing back up? And then you just maneuver your weight, get yourself on the centerboard, and eventually the boat will right. Patience is key.
Okay. So, what's been the longest sailing trip you've been on?
Probably the delivery from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to New York City. It took about a week.
That's how many people were on the boat?
We had 5 people on board.
Were they all same level experience or more experienced?
There was a range. It was an interesting situation because our captain of the sailboat actually didn't know how to sail, but he got promoted from the same owner's motor yacht to the sail yacht, and so they just assumed he had the abilities, but he really didn't, and eventually he got fired, but I had to deal with that.
Okay. So have you been down in the tropics at all?
No, I haven't. I really want to go there, though. Yeah.
And around here, where do you usually sail?
I sail right here out of Hyannis Yacht Club, and I coach the St. John Paul sailing team currently.
So how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching, private lessons 4 years, but I'm head coach this year. I was assistant coach last year. So, yeah.
So what's the age range?
I have 2 sixth graders on my team, and then we go up to seniors, so, 11 to 18.
How many?
I have 18 kids.
18 kids.
I love them all.
That's great. So what do they sail on?
420s.
And how long is that?
They're 14 feet.
14 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Single sail?
They have a mainsail and a jib sail, fractional rig.
Okay. So what inspires you about sailing?
What inspires me? I just love the thrill, the peace. I love how big the ocean is and just puts you in your place. And you learn humility in the ocean. And it's just beautiful. And there's no other place I'd rather be.
Okay. What's one of the more scarier moments you've had?
The scarier moments? Actually,
tragedy or anything in that category.
There's the tragedy that's known nationally, actually. I was assistant coach last year of the sailing team I was telling you about, St. John Paul High School. And last year, our head coach at the time couldn't make practice, so he asked if I would run practice. And I was like, absolutely. So everyone gets there, we're getting ready to go out, and I looked at the forecast, and it looked like the wind was going to be decent until about 6 p.m., and it was supposed to pick up, a lot, small craft and advisories. We get out there, get a race off, and all of a sudden it picks up a lot earlier than we thought, and we had gusts up to 55 knots, which is absurd.
Wow.
And that was just in Lewis Bay. All the boats went over, everyone drifted into the channel, and it was a disaster. We had the Coast Guard out there, we had ambulance waiting at the yacht club because it was, March when it happened. And the Cape Cod Times was videoing it, and it was just on every news channel. And I was like, shoot, that was my decision to go out, and what have I done? I'm just looking at all the sirens going off and everything. And then we got in there, explained to the Coast Guard exactly, what happened, thinking, the thought process and decision making, and he understood. But you just never know what's going to happen on the water.
So how many times have you gone the Fugawi?
This is my second year actually racing the Fugawi.
How'd you get connected to these guys?
I met them last year at the tent party, actually. and I hung with them, and then they asked if I wanted to sail with them this year.
That's great. So what do you think about what Bob is doing with the veterans on the boat?
I think it's amazing. I think, you know, giving these people the opportunity to get out on a boat is so huge. It means so much. I'm a part of an organization called Sail Cape Cod, and we've kind of like the same mission. Like, everyone should have that opportunity because, you know, a lot of times it's just, you know, the people can afford a sailboat or live on Cape Cod have that chance. But it's just such a special thing, especially with veterans. It's so cool to be able to be a part of this team.
So Bob started a nonprofit that this year is going to be really the first full year. It's called Operation Set Sail. It's going to be teaching veterans to teach other veterans how to sail as a team and also teach civilians. So this will be connected to that website and also Voices of Sailing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So do you think we're going to win the race?
Oh, we don't have a choice. We have to win. We're born winners.
That's the best answer I've heard. All right, Jenna, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is supported by Crown Haven Wealth Advisors and Smart Money Radio on WIBC.